Recording.
All right. Today we're going to continue explaining the name of Allah, As-Salam, but we're going to explain the next meaning, which is the flawless. As-Salam means flawless. When I tell you flawless, what comes in your mind when you hear the word flawless? You hear what?
No flaws.
No flaws. Okay. So the problem is, why Allah is telling us that? Because some people have a low image of Allah. A low image of Allah. What do we mean by a low image of Allah? Some people look, think lowly of Allah. Think what? Lowly of Allah. Some people think that Allah is not perfect. Flawless. Which means perfect. Which means perfect. We should think of Allah. We shouldn't have low image of Allah. So opposite to that, are the ones who have low image of Allah. And we want to discuss together, what do we mean by the ones who have low image of Allah? People who claim that Allah did things that are not appropriate for His Majesty. Like what? What is not appropriate for His Majesty to say? Think about something that is not appropriate for His Majesty. Can he lie? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No, why not? Because it's not appropriate for His Majesty. Those who say that say that about Allah, they have a low image of Allah.
That says as-salam.
As-salam, yes.
Doesn't that mean security?
Well, that's the second meaning, which is the flawless. That we have, it means flawless and
security.
So, salam also in Arabic means salima, coming from the word salima. So, which is Allah, salima, He is Allah, is flawless. Flawless. He doesn't have any flaws. He doesn't have any, you can't have a low image of Him. Okay, those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down to earth and let a bunch of criminal thugs beat him up really hard and humiliate him to the worst level and then kill him at the end. Is that a high image or a low image? You tell me. Is this a high image or a low image? Think with me. Is it a high image or low image? You are not listening. Let me repeat again. Those who think that Allah came down to earth as a man and He let a bunch of criminal thugs beat Him up and beat Him real hard.
Low image.
And then injure Him and humiliate Him and then kill Him at the end. Is that appropriate for His Majesty?
No.
So, this would be a high image or a low image?
No.
Low image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is an example of low image. Another example of low image, those who treat pictures or treat others as middle guys or middle gods. What is the meaning of a middle god? A middle god is a god who's small enough to listen to us and big enough to get the attention of Allah. So the theory of having middle gods, why Allah doesn't like this theory and He warned us from falling into this mistake? Because this is how it works. They put somebody between you and Allah. How? They say Allah is too big. Too big to what?
Listen to us.
Too big to even know that we're here. He's too busy. He's too big. Like, too important. It's like, hey, can you talk to the president?
No.
No. Why? It's very hard because the president's too important to listen to you. He has no time for you. He is too important to know that you even exist. You are one in his kingdom, and he just, like, who cares about you? Okay? So then, in order to ask this president or Allah for something, all right, then you have to go through an important middle guy who is small enough to listen to
you
and big enough to get the attention of Allah.
I don't get it.
Okay. It's like telling one of the president's workers to tell him something. And the workers are
like representatives. Like we have representatives like senators and congressmen. You go, if you want something, you tell your representative, and your representative will tell the president. So it's a middle people. These are middle gods. Middle gods. It's like, if you want to ask Allah for something, you go ask who? The middle gods.
The middle
gods. Now, why did the people invent this idea? Why do you think people invented this idea, and why do you think it's so evil? You know why? They wanted to get in the middle between you and Allah to take advantage of you. Why? Because once you are foolish enough to believe that these statues or these pictures or these objects...
Wait, what's the middle god in Islam? Angels?
There is no
Sanam.
God.
Sanam. Idol. Idol.
Wait, then why are we writing this down?
What is it?
I wrote, if you want to ask someone for something, you ask the middle gods.
That's what people try to fool you into believing. Is that, hey, this is God. This is God. Okay? And this is so many of us. So many of us. In order to ask Allah for something, there are like four middle guys that we all have to go through. Okay? We have all to go through these guys. And they go to God. And every group of people or every nation, this is the low image that people have to Allah. Why is this low image for Allah? Because by accusing Allah that he doesn't know you exist, then is that a low image or a high image? Is that the image Allah wants us to believe?
No.
Allah wants us to know that every one of us, Allah knows every single one of us. So he knows you by name. He knows where you have been born and your parents. And he knows about your blood. He knows about your brain. He knows about everything you have. Who are you? He knows all these details. The question is, if you ask me, how come Allah knows all these details? Because where is the logic in that? Who is making it happen?
Allah.
Allah. Does he know what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes. If I say, no, he doesn't know these details because these are too much details for him, then that's a low image, right? You see here? A low image. Why? Because you're saying he doesn't know what he's doing. Because who is making it happen? Think about it. Who's making it happen? He. Then how could you say that he doesn't know what he's doing? That would be a wrong thing to say, right?
Yes. That
you got the idea? So, by believing that there are middle gods, you're basically saying to Allah, Allah, you're too important to know about us. You're too important to care about us. You don't even know me. You don't even know my name. You don't listen to me. I need to go to this guy. I love him. This guy, I love him because he's the one who listens to me. He gives you the message. But who gets my love and attention and worship? The middle God. Why? Because he's the one that listens to me. He's the one that answers my prayers. He's the one that I go to. He is my favorite. Because my attention would be focused on this middle God. And I would forget about the big God. Why? Because he's not accessible to me. I'm not asking him. I'm asking this middle guy. So I want to make this middle guy pleased, or I'm not going to get what I want. How do I please this middle guy? Giving him sacrifices, right? And who gets the sacrifices?
Middle God.
But who gets it? Because the middle God is just a statue. Who gets it?
They do.
The clergy. And that is the trick. That's why people came up with this idea. Clergy means like the priests of the idol.
Oh, yeah.
The priests of the idol. The clergy of the idol. That's what they think. They make you think, first of all, they want to convince you that this boo-boo, they want to trick you that this boo-boo is God, is a middle guy. Why? Because when boo-boo speaks, all right, and tells you things, they want you to believe that boo-boo is God so that you listen to what he says, right?
And then they think that boo-boo takes it to the actual God.
Well, that's when you ask. But here is one way. One way when God commands you. No, so when God wants you to do something, he tells boo-boo to say it to you. And if you want something, you ask boo-boo, and boo-boo will ask God for you.
Okay.
So now why did I come up with this idea of boo-boo? First of all, if I am a sneaky guy, I want to be treated like God on earth. I will come up with the idea of boo-boo. Why? Because when boo-boo speaks, who is actually speaking? I am. If I convince you that this boo-boo, I am the priest of boo-boo. I am the clergy of boo-boo. I am the one who can talk to boo-boo. And then, if I want you to do something, I say, in the name of boo-boo, he asks you to pay, sacrifice a turkey to him. In the name of boo-boo, he wants you to pay him $20. In the name of boo-boo, he wants you to vote for Romney. In the name of boo-boo. In the name of boo-boo. So I start...
Why did he use that tactic too? Because the priest claims to have a direct relationship with God.
Yeah.
And therefore, during the Middle Ages, they had
huge
advantage.
No, they still do that.
Yeah, they still do that.
Yeah, but it was more prominent in the Middle Ages because the church was actually part of the government. Everyone was Christian. And so the priest would actually tax the people and then he'd take all the money.
Yeah, he'd take all
the money. Right. And that's how people come up, this is why people came up with this idea, that you don't go to God, you go to me, and I go to God on your behalf. It is to actually take advantage of you. So if you want something, and you come to me, you ask me, so then I tell you, okay, God wants $10,000 from you. Then you pay the $10,000. Okay, wait, God will give you what you want. And you might get it, you might not get it. The whole idea here, do you know how the shaitan tricked the humanity into worshiping middle gods to start with? That's what the shaitan did. The shaitan, first of all, you know, at the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, they were companions. I'm sorry, at the time of Prophet Idris alayhi salam, there were five companions to Prophet Idris. There were how many? Five companions. People loved them so much, so much, so much, so much. They were so dear to Allah. I'm sorry, they were so dear to the people. And then they started dying one after another. So when the first one died, people... What? The first one name was what? What? Oh, we lost what? What died? They really cried because these people were so wonderful. So
Wait,
the first one died.
Hmm? Were these believers in Allah?
Yes, all the people were believers in Allah, including these five. They were very good believers in Allah.
Is this a true story?
It's a true story. Yes.
Wait,
so,
was their name really Wad?
Wad, yes. The five names are mentioned in Surah Nuh in the Quran. Wad, wa Yaghuth, wa Ya'uq, wa Nasra. So then the second one died. Ya'uq. People were so sad, crying, and they were burying him in his funeral. All people went and they were so sad. They buried him. But they have three left. Then Su'an died. Everybody the same thing. Yaghuth died. Everybody same thing. But now the last one left. People were so afraid.
The last one left of what?
The five.
The
There's
five.
Only five people living
yes.
on earth?
No, five.
Five people that everyone loves.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay? So the fifth one now is dying. Everybody's so scared and sad, now the fifth one died. People really were crying so hard. Shaitan took advantage of the opportunity. So he came to them and he said, hey guys, we want to be able to remember those guys all the time. We want to keep their memories alive. Because now they are buried 6 foot underground, everybody's going to forget about them. So we want to make their memories stay with us alive. If you really truly love them, let's make their memories stay alive. Then they said, yes, but how? He said, now we remember how they look like. Let's paint the way they look like on the stones. And then people didn't know how to paint, so he taught them how to paint. And he painted the images of the faces of the five guys on the stone. And people said, it's a good idea, it's a good idea. Now we can come and remember them. Then he suggested, he said, in order to remember them, we need every weekend, for example, to go, or like every once in a while, or make a Eid. Every Eid we go to these guys, and we look at the pictures, we remember them, and we cry, of course, because our emotions are going to move, and we remember them, and then we cry. And bring our family with us, and maybe it's a day of celebration, so we can bring some sheep and goats, and slaughter them, sheep and goats.
Sheep.
And slaughter them,
yeah.
Sheep and goats, and slaughter them, and make it a picnic day. Now, so far, nothing wrong, right? Then, with weather, the pictures started, you know, fading away. So people got scared. They said, oh my God, the pictures are fading away. What can we do to keep the pictures? Shaitan said, I have an idea.
Did he come like in a human form or?
Yes, he can. We're going to come in a human form. Or he can inspire this shaitan idea to anyone, to the worst guy among them. He can just go to this guy in his brain and put the idea in the brain of the worst guy. And then they say, okay, let's carve the shape on stone. Let's carve it on what? Stones. And this way it will stand the weather. People say, woo, it's a smart idea. And they made the shape on stones. They made statues out of them. And then he said, let's put them in a house. This house later on turned it into a temple. He said, let's put them in a house so that they are like, when we come, we go in the house and we can like enjoy them. The weather is nice. You know, there are no weather problems on the statues. They are not getting dirty. So they did itch or scarf them into stones and put the statues inside the house. So far, so good, right? Now, the parents, every occasion or every festival or every Eid or every weekend, they go to this house, quotes and quotes, and they look at these pictures and they cry. What? I miss you so much, my dear. You were so dear to me. You don't know how much I miss you. Oops, oh, I remember the nice days that I've spent with you. And I was in a crisis and you helped me out. You know, things like that. And who's watching? Who's watching that?
Children.
So now the children are growing up with the understanding that these guys are special. These guys are what? Special. So far, nothing wrong, right?
So far, worshiping them yet.
They weren't worshiping anything so far, but the shaitan uses baby steps. Because shaitan can't get you from A to Z, one jump. He gets you through A, B, C, D, step one, step at a time. So shaitan was progressing. Then the fathers died. The first generation died. Now the children are the adults. All right? Now the children who are the adults grew up knowing that these pictures or these statues are so dear and so important. That's it. So far, nothing wrong. Okay? Then Shaitan wanted to trick them into worshiping them. So Shaitan took advantage, was waiting for a good opportunity. And that opportunity came. There was a bad drought, very bad drought. Everybody was thirsty and people were dying out of lack of water. And they were crying. They go out and cry, Ya Allah, water, Ya Allah, water. Groups and crying, Ya Allah, water, water, water. Rain, Ya Allah, rain, rain. And Allah have a wisdom. that rain is not going to come. So the drought continues. Ya Allah, the drought is continuing. Now, shaitan, at that time, the skies, the heavens were not guarded. So shaitan sneaked on, whoop, up. And he sneaked on the angels. The angels have the books that Allah gave to them to run business from. Like to like this one, go the angel, the angel rain, I'm sorry, the angel of the rains has a book when to bring the rain. The angel of tornadoes have a book with tornadoes. The angel of storms have a book with the storms. The angel of trees has a book with trees. You know, every angel has a task and has a book. And they talk about it. Angels chat about it. So he sneaked and he listened to them.
Angels can't talk.
They do.
Oh. Obviously.
And Allah in the Quran says that they have asked him a question when he said he's creating a human on earth. So they listened to the... So he went, sneaked up, and he listened to them talking. And then he heard them talking, oh, those guys are dying and drought. And they were talking to the angel of rain. When do you think the rain will come to them? You have it in your book, tell us. So the guy said, I'm going to make up a date. So the guy said, well, not before March 15th. This is the first date where I'm supposed to bring a lot of rain. So the relief will come on March 15th. Until that day, Allah's testing them with the drought.
Wait, it's not really March 15th, right? Yeah.
Just said,
okay.
So now who is listening?
Shaitan.
Shaitan knew now that the rain is going to come when? March 15th. So now the shaitan goes on earth. And then he comes to the people. Remember, it's either shaitan in person or through the evil person who lives among them, shaitan is putting the ideas in his brain. Okay, and the evil ideas in the brain.
Does Shaitan get like in trouble if he doesn't put bad thoughts in people? Like by Allah, will he get in trouble if he doesn't put bad thoughts?
No, that's his nature. His nature. It's like this is what he does.
Well, he told Allah he was gonna like put bad thoughts in people, and Allah said okay. So like,
no, Allah didn't say okay.
It was a bet.
He asked Allah for permission to stay alive until the day of judgment, or not to be.
Wait,
locked.
So he's going to be killed on the day of judgment?
No, he's going to be locked in the hellfire.
Oh.
The hellfire would be a prison for him. So he was supposed to go there, but he asked Allah to give him a chance until the day of judgment. Allah gave him the chance. He then said, I am going to do this, and I am going to do this. Allah said, and anybody who listens to you is joining you in hell. But back into this, the shaitan now... either in person or through talking to evil person, evil people, they went into people and say, people are saying, Ya Allah rain, Ya Allah rain. And they will make fun of them. Huh? You're raising your hand to this Allah that you're talking about. There is nobody up there. Man, if there was anybody up there, the rain would have come. Come on, we have been yelling for months. Crying, wants rain. And our kids are dying. Our cows are dying.
Cats.
The plants are drying. We have nothing. And we have been crying to this heavenly thing that you're talking about, calling Allah. And he's not listening. There is nobody up there. Look. Do you see anybody? No. Nobody's listening. You're just shouting in the desert. Nobody's listening to you. Then people started to doubt. See, here's the test. People started to what? Doubt the existence of Allah and doubt the greatness of Allah and accuse him of being deaf, he's not listening to them, or mean, he's holding water from them so that they die. And they started developing low images. Started developing what? Low images. And here's the trick. Once you start developing a low image of Allah, this is when the shaitan gets you. If you're a good person, you're supposed to understand this as a test. As a what? Test. As a what? Test. But if you don't understand this as a test from Allah, and be patient with this test, then you will develop a low image of Allah by accusing Allah, and this is when the shaitan gets you. You got it? So when you're being tested, it's either, you say, it's a test from Allah, be patient with it, and you still love and Allah and respect his decisions and worship him, or you can say, he's so mean to me. He is letting me starve to death. He's not giving me rain. He is letting my children die. He is. Once you start developing this low image, then the next, you're ready for the next step. You're ready for the what?
Next test.
Next step. Step. Okay. And what is the next step?
Here
is, now, Shaitan managed to convince the majority of the people there that there is nobody up there. And if there is anybody there, he's not listening to them. Why? Because he's too important, guys. He's a king. He's busy. He doesn't have time for you. What are you doing? You're shouting at nobody. He's not going to listen to you. Trust me, he's not listening to you. No. Now, most of the people believe that Allah really is not listening to them. And he doesn't even know they exist. And he doesn't know their names. And he's not even hearing their cries or care about them. Very few people that are good believers say, no, 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 that's, don't be tricked. That's a test from Allah. We love him, we respect him. Whatever we decide, we submit to his decisions, and we have Jannah at the end. And we have what?
Jannah.
And our children who die in the drought are going to Jannah. And inshallah, the ones who die out of drought, the good ones who die out of drought, they are going to Jannah. Be patient and keep praying.
Wait, who said that?
The good people. The bad shaitan says, huh, those are idiots. What? What are you? What are you, Jannah, high in the sky. You know, and shaitan is food. Now the people, majority, more and more people every day are being convinced that there's nobody up there. Then shaitan started coming up with the advertising.
Did they have a book to follow at that time or not yet?
Not yet.
Like no Torah, no Bible yet?
Yeah, it was a symbol. Okay. It was symbol. Okay? Then shaitan comes next and says, hey guys, I found the secret solution. What is the solution, Mr. Shaitan? Do you remember?
Mr. Shaitan.
Do you remember the five guys that we used to visit with our parents? And we value them a lot. We really think that they're very special.
Yeah.
Those guys are so dear to Allah. They can get his attention. And they can get him to send us rain. What if we go ask them? Now, the good believers...
Wait, did they get in trouble? The guys, the five people?
No, 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 no blame on them. Okay. No blame on them. Allah doesn't, because they didn't do anything wrong. Now, so the guys started thinking. He said, I promise you, if we do that, March 15th, it was like near March 15th, like... 1 week from today, 1 week from today, the rain will be here. And 1 week from today was March 15th. How did he figure it out? Because he was sneaking and spying. So people, believers said, go away. You want us to go ask statues, dead statues? He said, you got nothing to lose. Do you have anything to lose? No. There's no rain. There's no rain. Try. Try. If you don't get rain, then I'm wrong. But if you get rain, then what I say, what I'm saying is the truth. Okay?
Did
all
the
right?
Angels know he was doing that?
Yes. But Allah, the angels are not allowed to stop evil. Because Allah wants us to have the freedom. If Allah will stop evil or send angels to stop evil, then we will not have the freedom. And then the whole point of this life, you know, there will be point... There will be no test, and a lot of things will not be, that Allah created this life for, will not be possible. So now, the people are ready to listen. So the people start to say, But the few good believers are saying, don't do that. Don't do that. You can't ask other than Allah. You can't do that. Besides, those are dead stones. We don't ask dead stones. We don't ask dead objects. We want to ask Allah. They said, Shaitan said, look at these idiots again. They come over and over again. They are like idiots. They are saying the same thing. Blah, 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 Allah, blah, blah, Allah, Allah, blah. Blah, Allah, La Allah.
Yeah, I know, I heard.
Okay? So then they people started saying, let's try. So the majority of the people went into that what house that became temple later on, and they started begging the five people. Oh, our children are dying with tears. Oh, we're starving. We're dying. I lost five boys. I lost my entire family. I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, people are really crying. And then he said, okay, beg them more. Keep begging them. They will listen to you. And I promise you, Tuesday, March 15th, the rain is coming. If it doesn't come, then I'm a liar. So people said, we got nothing to lose. And they kept asking and asking. And what happened to March 15th?
Rain came.
Rain came. Everybody, yahoo, celebration. Big celebration. Everybody's jumping, happy. Rain, 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 relief, relief. The rain was not a rain. It was like almost like a flood. It was a lot of water that you really needed that water. Really needed that water. It came after, it's just like... it's just like being fasting for the entire month of Ramadan straight, and then you get the food at the end of the month. But imagine, you jump on the food, you jump on the soup, you know. People were so, and then the shaitan said, huh, now you know who to thank. Who should we thank, people? He said, yes, we thank those five
idols.
Five middle gods.
Dude, middle gods.
Middle gods. So now everybody's fully convinced that these are the ones who brought them the rain, and these are the ones that's supposed to be thanked. Now, here we go. Now the evil guy who has been cooperating with the shaitan in this, the evil guy say,
the evil guy?
The guy who was doing advertising for the shaitan.
Who?
I don't know. He's an evil guy. I don't know his name. So this evil guy said, and by the way, I am the one who can talk to them. I am the priest of those gods. You want something from God, you tell me from them. You tell me, I tell them. And I listen to them. Okay? Okay, Boo Boo, what do you want from them? Oh, you want them to vote for Romney? Okay, can you vote? Oh, what else? Oh, pay taxes? Pay you see what I'm saying? It's the idea is simple. It's simple. And it's people, and so foolish people fall for it. That this statue doesn't talk. Who talks? The priest of the statue. Okay? This statue doesn't get sacrifices. Who gets it? The priest of the statue. So this guy, so this priest is a human, but he's being treated like God on earth. He's being treated like God on earth. He speaks in the name of the God, and he receives sacrifices in the name of the God. So now he has all this money and power that he needs. And that's why he cooperated with the shaitan to get that happening. Now, that's why. The whole idea is that somebody's trying to take advantage from you by being in the middle between you and Allah. And this is why one of the principles of monotheism in Islam is that you talk directly to who?
Allah.
You ask who?
Allah.
Allah. You can ask people to pray for Allah too. Like you say, can you please pray for Allah for me? Pray for me. Okay. You're praying for him to who? Allah. You go to your family and say, you love me, right? It's a way of showing love. It's like, I care about your problem, so I am praying to who?
Allah.
It's not that I am the middle guy and you pray to me, I get the attention of Allah or nothing. Okay, no. It's a different idea. But the whole communication is between you and Allah. That's the high image. Allah knows you and knows everything. Do you know that Allah knows the details of a falling leaf from a tree in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of the night? He knows where this leaf is falling from. How fast it will fall down the path, and where is it going to fall into the ground, and what will happen to this leaf all the time. Now the question is, why, what's the common sense that explains why Allah knows this thing? It's so much details.
Because he did it.
Because he made it happen. Takbir. Does he know what he's doing? Yes. So don't you think the atoms...
Wait, what?
He made it habit.
Who?
Allah. So he knows what he's doing. You know the atom, the electrons circulating around the...
About that right now.
You know these things? You say, Allah knows it. Why? Because he made it happen. He is the one who made it happen. So he must know about it. To Allah, there is no details. All levels of knowledge are the same. To you, there are details and like big matters and little matters. To Allah, it's, everything is the same. There's no details knowledge to him because he knows everything, you know, the same way. He knows the little things the same way he knows the big things. You got it? And he listens and provides for everybody. The ant, Allah provides for the ant. And do you know that the ant believes that Allah is providing for her? Prophet Sulaiman, you know he spoke to the ants, right? He saw that an ant eats one grain every year. So the ant will need what? What's the food of the ant?
Rice.
One grain
every year. So he took the ant. Hold on. He took the ant. And he... No. Prophet Sulaiman.
Oh.
And he put the ant in a bottle. Yes, just finish the story. He put the ant in a what? Bottle. And he put the grain, one grain with this ant. And then he told the ant, I'll see you in 1 year. I'll see you in 1 year and I'll give you another grain so you don't have to work. He came after 1 year. He found that the ant ate only one half and left one half. So he said, the ant, are you cheating me? You said you need one whole grain. How come you ate only one half? The ant said, because you're a human and you can forget. So I had to have precautions. I have to think, what if you will forget about me? So what I did, I will skip one meal. I will skip what?
One meal.
So that I don't end up starving to death. But when I am outside, under the mercy of Allah, I am not worried. Allah will not forget me. So I can eat one whole grain. Because I know he's not going to forget me and he's going to keep giving me more and more until the end of my life. But you are a human. You can forget me in the bottle and you're not going to... And I'm going to starve to death.
Wait, he put him in a bottle?
Yeah.
So he doesn't get stuck down there.
So that's why I had to be cautious. I have to take precautions. I have to make sure I have spare. Just in case you, Sulaiman, forget about me. You see how... Wallahi, this ant is smarter than a lot of people. At least half of the population on earth. This ant knows better than them. Because she knows Allah the way he should be known. She has a high image of Allah, not a low image of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Remember, the homework is to summarize the class. Everything. Don't just take one paragraph and summarize it. Everything we said in the class, you summarize it in 200 more words, in 200 words or more. The ant. I think she was a worker ant. I mean, of course, I don't know these details, but I would guess because they are the ones who work to bring the food.